Rabbi Kislev, Aleph Chanukah, Wednesday the 17th of December, Dain Levi Yitzhok Raskin, making a brocha on a public menorah.
Chanukah brings the shaila of Neir, the person's only got enough money for Neir Chanukah or Neir Shabbos. The Rambam says Neir Beisoy Odif Mishum Shalom Bais, whatever the lesson of the Rambam is. I use this as a hakdama when we're talking about a controversial issue, that the ultimate of Torah is last is Shalom Bo'olam, and therefore you have, when you have different mahalchim, different paths, so Nara or Pashte, I want to hear the very gishmak of word when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. So it says in Medrash, it says in Chazal that they went through each one in a separate tunnel, and that is based upon the lashon of it's in slices. But then you have a pasuk in Yecheskel, no kavto b'matov reish brazov. So they have no kavto, that there was a hole. Therefore you have the idea of tunnels. But then it says in Chazal that the walls of the tunnels were transparent. What's the significance of the walls of each shevet being transparent? Every shevet has their power. But they see that there's another shevet. You know, there are various mahalchim, and each one is leading to the same direction. You mentioned already part of the material which I wanted to address, you've already addressed, and I don't know what you said already yesterday, with the various reasons for the Neir Beis HaKnesses. I'm puzzled actually with the halacha which you mentioned about the shamus, the menorah in shul going back to home and lighting again with the brocha, and the distinction between shechionu and the other brochas. The moker of this is a svar v'shasefer. I think it's shut zera ends. Why is he making a brocha at home? She also needs some lavi seder. Mele the bracha lahal er chanukah, but she also needs some lavi seder. Are you all right? Let's come to the basic question. I think you touched on this morning. Is the menorah in shul a neir mitzvah? If it's a neir mitzvah, then by seeing haroya neir chanukah mevorech she also needs some lavi seder. So if the menorah in shul, not the one lit now, which is the Zecha Shita Saramba, in the morning, but the menorah lit at night in shul, if that is a neir mitzvah, then you cannot say the bracha she also nisim la biseinu when you come home, because you've already said it in shul. Child is, if your bnei bayis are illiterate, then you have a din of arvus. But if your bnei bayis are Boigrei, Beis Yaakov, etc., are quite capable of saying the bracha themselves. So then, raises the question, where's the arvus? Why are you saying the bracha? That's why I mentioned the Zera Amis is a Sfardish. And some Sfardish Saposkim allow saying a bracha for someone who's capable. But if you follow the Poskim who say that you cannot say a bracha for someone who's capable, so then, why is the Shamus, who lit in Shul, why is he repeating the Brocha when he comes home? Unless you say that the Neiris in Shul are not the Neir Mitzvah. Okay. About lighting a public menorah, let's also identify two scenarios. One is lighting at a chasana. Have a psasifa. Where everyone has been yotze, or will be yotze at home. Then you have another area where there are people there who are not going to see a near Chanukah at home, and you want to have them, you want to benefit them with your hadlah. The contemporary Sforim who deal with this, some of them deal with lighting in a atachasna, etc. You may know someone called Rav Shmuel Lu, who is about 75, Selangior, brought up in Williamsburg, in Brooklyn. That was Williamsburg before it became predominantly Satmar. When he was a kid, 60 years ago. And he tells me that he was by a Buddhist Israel Purchim rally on Chanukah, and he remembers that there's a menorah there with a broch. The Shevet HaLevi says, I know that some people light at events with, and they light it with a brocha. No, of course, I'm not sure whether Ruach HaChom Menorah Amen. But the fact that it was done, even by Hamish Yidden at various mesibis, farhoyu lo ilom. But I'm really addressing the, which in my understanding is a greater justification, where you have people who are not going to see a menorah. Now, the lotion of the Minchas Yitzchak is kam mitchaku leyashiv minag adlokas beis haknesses. How difficult it is to justify the minig of hadlokah beis haknesses. The Shevet HaLevi also uses similar language, that they are struggling with the hadlokah beis haknesses, and therefore they are reluctant to take it a step further. Everyone has a bias. But our biases, if that's the right word, the plural, are different. So I've got a bias here. I've got a bias, I'm going to declare I have a bias. I have a bias, I want to be Mezaki, and I want to be Me'or another Yid. There's a Tshuva Sefer, called the Gris Moshe, where someone in New Jersey writes to him, are you allowed to send out flyers, leaflets, which have got brachas on them? I know who the person is who asked the question. So Rav Moshe answers, if you want to fundraise, send out a flyer without brachas. And he does not, if you're talking about 50 years ago, it's in his eingefallen that he wants to send out the brachas, that he should get brachas, not to fundraise. When you ask a shayla, the Rav has to assess the tzorich. And that's going to be subjective. What is the tzorich God is going to sway him to be into one direction or the other? That one has to bear that in mind. So I declare there's a bias here. When you say, come on, nidchaku l'yashiv minak v'hadlokim v'esachnesses, let's go the other way around and say that 700 years ago, approximately, when we first see Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses, they were Chachmei Yisrael who instituted it. And they don't, instead of saying Kamo Nidchaku, they had a very valid reason, or various valid reasons for introducing this. And so we're going to analyze that and take from their view and understand why they instituted Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses, and then see whether we should extend it here. As Rabbi Yaakov mentioned before, the various reasons, the Mechaber writes, Umadlikin umavorchin bebeis hakneses mishum persumei nisach. He knew the kolboy, he knew the other sources, and that's how he summarizes it. Umavorchin bebeis hakneses mishum persumei nisach. As was mentioned, there are other Rishonim who talk about for those who are Einon Bekiyim,
for those who are Einom, Zrizim, Oysom She'en Lohem Bayis, you've got various shittas to be motzi those unfortunate who are not going to be yotze on their own, and that's why you like in the shul. And then we have the time of Zeichel Mikdash, which is mentioned in the Kolodoy. It's also mentioned in the Sefer HaManig, which is one of the late Rishon. The Bis Yosef, when he brings the Kolodoy, he doesn't bring those words of Zeichel Mikdash. The Kolodoy writes, and he's quoting from the very passage of the Kolodoy and the Bis Yosef, never mind in Shulchan Aruch. In the Bais Yosef, he doesn't mention the word Zechel HaMikdash. Never mind. The way the Manik says, to say that the minig of lighting in shul is primarily Zechel HaMikdash cannot be. For the simple reason that there were hundreds of years from the Nes of Hanukkah and from the Churban, and we don't hear a single word in the Geonim and the earlier Rishonim, the Neir Beis HaKnesses doesn't exist. It's not known. See, it was something introduced at a later stage. Zeichel HaMikdash, you already have from the Zman HaTalmud. To say, therefore, that Zeichel HaMikdash is the primary reason for Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses, Poshet is a Ha'al, is a Shurzgal. You must say, you must conclude that about 700 years ago, give or take a century, something changed which encouraged the Chachmei Yisrael at the time to introduce a new practice of Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses. So what happened then? As was mentioned before, we have the Rivosh. The Rivosh who says, I'm going to quote the Lashon of the Rivosh. As someone said before, Chazor is always good. Kevon she'ein onu yecholi lekayim ha-mitzvah ketikuna lahadlik kol echol bepesach beisim bivachutz mipnei she'yad ha'umois takifo. We are intimidated by the dominant powers where we reside. We are unable to do the original takon to light the menorah outside. So there were no light in the menorah. They're lacking the element of Pistume Nisa, which is the primary objective of Ner Chanukah. So to compensate for this, they introduced light in the menorah in Shul. Then the Rivosh throws in Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. That Mevorchin al Haminig, just like you make a bracha on Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, therefore, you can also make a bracha on the lighting of the menorah in shul. Really, the Rivosh, really, in a way, gets into a lot of trouble with this comparison. Because, I believe the Rivosh was a Sfardim, but certainly the Sfardim have a problem with this. Because the Sfardim do not make a bracha on Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Because Halal of Rosh Chodesh is a minhig, ve'ein mevorchim al haminhig. Ashkenazim don't have a problem because we hold that mevorchim al haminig. But according to the Sfardim, who ain't mevorchim al haminig, so the Chacham Tzvi, who was a Sfardi, lived in Holland, so he takes the Rivosh to task. How can you say we should make a broche on the menorah in shul? You, Mechaber, you're saying you make a broche on the menorah in shul when on Halal Rosh Chodesh you don't make a broche. And the Rivosh says very clearly that no one is yotze with this hadlok. As Rabbi Yaakov mentioned before, other Rishonim say that the menorah in Litin Shul is lahotzi misheni boki in izoriz mepnei ha'orchim. So you can choose two ways. You can say that there is a major machlokes of Rishonim, whether anyone is yotze or not yotze for the menorah shul. That's one way of dealing with it. Then there's a klal in halacha. And you can look in Sechemet under that heading, Afushi Plukta Loi Mavshina. When you are able to resolve two apparently differing opinions, if you can resolve them amicably, you should do so. So instead of creating a machloikah, or concluding that there's a machlokes, whether you are moitzi d'azoris or not moitzi, sorry, the ein azoris, but you're not moitzi, let's take a different view. Everyone agrees that you're not yotzi with a mnod inshul. No one, not even the Yochim, unless they're mamash living there, but the ein azoris and the ein aboki are not yotzi with a mnod lit inshul. So why is it being lit? Why are they saying lohotzi? In the Teretz is that there is, should we use the language of Sivla and Mesubav, there is a mitzvah to light the menorah, and there is a Mesubav of a message coming across of Persominis. So when I light the menorah, I am the Mesavit. I have a mitzvah to light the menorah, Lahadik Nechanakeh. When I see the menorah, I am a mesuvov of now registering the message of Persominis. Says the Gemara, Horoye Ner Chanukah, a person, as Rashi says, is on a boat. He doesn't have a house where he's going to light the menorah tonight. He's sitting on a boat, and he passes by a house, and he sees the menorah. Mevorech HaShekachon Mitzvah Sevet Sivon, and she also listen, let me say no. But Yom HaMitzvah, so the second bracha, you will see, he won't say the first bracha, he has no mitzvah. So here we have an interesting situation where there is the Ein Ezoris, Ein Eboki, he's not a Yotzer. And that's what the Rivosh is saying. You're not Yotzer. And you have to go home, and even the Shamas who lit the Menorah and Shul has to go home and light again. Gleichzeitig, simultaneously, it's true that it is an Ein Mitzvah, and the one who sees it is going to be a product, if that's the right word, of Persominis. He's going to be a recipient of Persominis. And the Rivosh is saying that when you are going to light the menorah, when no one is going to be Yotzichai Fikam, but you are going to communicate a message of Persominis, so, mach ben abrocha. So here's a new chiddush, that there is a mitzvah, which is no one mitzvah, yet it's achieving the objective, and that's what the Rivosh is saying. You can make a bracha on it. And that's what the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber says, you light the menorah in Shul, Mishum Persominis. It's in order. Actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus, he doesn't have a Chanukah. Unfortunately, sections of Shulchan Aruch are missing. There's a fire, etc. But in Hilchus Shabbos, he talks about why the Bnei Bayis. In my house, I light the menorah, my chiyuv. My son also lights the menorah. Yeah. What's he making a bracha on? Hamahadrin, yeah, Neil Cholech. Yeah? Harambam, the Tesus, the Gashkinat. Why is he making a bracha? He's not mechuyuv. So some of the Achroyim want to say that the Bnei Bayis have to have in mind not to be
yet.
So Shmuel Rav has a one-liner. V'hamahadrin shom haynu mishum persimunisa. That the Bnei Abayis, v'hamahadrin ner l'cholecha v'yecha, the fact that you have more than one ner chanuk in a house, that's mishum persimunisa. So you're seeing here, there's no chayva, there's no chiv on the person to light. There is an achievement of persimunisa, and you can make a brocha. In other words, you can make a brocha on persimunisa even though there's no chayva's gav. If that's the case, that we have such an ironclad case for the lighting of the menorah in Shul to achieve the objective of Persominis, why does the Rivosh bring in Minig? Why does he get into the problem of Mevorchim an al Minig, Ein Mevorchim an al Minig? In the Torah it says, when you're talking about people that each one is going to go home and light the menorah at home, it's more difficult to justify making a brocha just misum persuminisa because they are also achieving persuminisa when they're lighting as well. So when therefore he brings in, they bring in the orchim in the shul with kiddush. When everyone in, and therefore with a rally or with a chasana, there it's much more of a problem to light menorah with a bracha, because everyone is getting the menorah, getting persumanis at home, even if they're lighting inside. It's the case for lighting there is much schwacher. But when you have a passing by population who are not going to light at home, then here, that's the original takona. That's the original takona of 700 years ago. Lehoitzi Mishaeli Zoris and Mishaeli Boki and etc. And what should ever said, when you do this, you should announce that no one is yotz, and you should announce that you go home and light your menorah at home, because you know you're talking not yotz, because it's not a pesach base, and still you can make it. He didn't say. So I'm saying at least you could still make a bracha. Because, like the original takana 700 years ago. I once heard about, actually, two things. They say, Tshuva in Igros Moshe. Actually, I'm a little bit passionate about this, as you noticed. I have here a sefer, which I put out about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Netivim B'Sdei Shlichus, where actually what I've just said is a tamsis of what's published on this in the Sefer about it, amongst other topics, obviously. There's a Tshuva in Igros Moshe about someone, this is when he was still back in the Litta, in Lyuban. He was a Rav in Lyuban before he came to America. And there's someone who has to get up very early to work. And he won't be able to put on tefillin when he's at work. So he asks whether he's allowed to put on tefillin at 5 a.m. So Reb Moshe says, you know, what's the reason why you don't wear tefillin at night? His machlokes is laila zman tefillin, laila zman tefillin. Halacha we take that laila zman tefillin. So why don't you wear tefillin at night? Shemo yishon bohem. And when you want your, when, if you fall asleep in your tefillin, you won't have, you won't be able to look after your body, Yeshema Yafiyah, etc. Says Reb Moshe, you got up early in the morning, you're getting up for a day's work, the chashash of Shema Yishon Bohem doesn't really apply. Mm. So therefore, it's okay to put on a tefillin. But then listen to this, what I want to share with you. Says Reb Moshe, if the shoyl is a Talmud Chochim, he should put on tefillin without a bracha. If he is not a Talmud Chochim, he should put on with a bracha. And he explains. Because if he's in Am Ha'aretz, and you'll tell him, put on tefillin without a bracha, it's not such a serious thing. Something the pikchus. But where's the Talmud Chachma? He knows the halachic, he knows the logic, and he'll put on tefillin in any case. But if he is in Am Ha'aretz, if you're not going to make a bracha, you tell him without a bracha, so he won't take the issue seriously, and therefore he says, you should make it. I once heard someone, I heard from someone who heard this from Hagoran, known as J.B. Soloveitchik. Says the Gavi Shmini Atzeres, it says in the Gemara that Yesuvi Yasvino, Baruch Yilei Mevarchino. That one sits in the Sukkah of Shmini Atzeres, but one doesn't make a bracha. But as you are, I'm sure, aware, there are many Chassidus Shikraisen where they do not sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I believe this is one of the few things where we know the differences between the Baal Shem Tov and the Mezuzah Magid. There are five particular minhagim where the Magid was different to his Rebbe. I heard this from the Sadegera Rebbe from Shlomo Moshe Friedman, learning him with Chelecham Rusa for many years, and he mentioned to me, if I can remember correctly, so some Chelecham Chabad, we do sit in the Sukkah, but many, certainly Polish of Sidim and Galatian, not sit in the Sukkah. So they asked, so JB is saying like this, it says in Gemara, on the second day of Yom Tov, why are you making a bracha? If you don't make a bracha at Kiddush, the second night of Yom Tov, so people will say the second night of Yom Tov is not so serious. So he says this is unfortunately what happened. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, because Bruch Yilei Mevarchino, that itself developed a certain zilzul, And that's what you see, that people are lax in sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Why am I telling these stories? Because this is bringing me to the reason why a person says brocha, no brocha. It's also possible to say do it without a brocha. If there are ample grounds to do something with a brocha, one should do it with a brocha. You know that brochas ain't a ma'akvis. Is it such a big deal to do a mitzvah without a brocha? So Mishnah Zay Poshet, take a look in Yeridaya, the dinim of Tevilas Kelim. If you have a keli which is a suffer brocha, whether you have to tovel it or not. So it says, and the Meshach says, you should try to tovel it together with another keli. If you can do something with a brocha is part, you have machshova, dibur, maise. Machshova is the kavona, dibur is the brocha, and then you've got the maise, and that's a seder. So if you can do something, bishleimus, one should do so, bishleimus, and that's, I think, pretend to what I wanted to say. I wish you all a luchtike, machloikas, because we're about friendly Hanukkah. The Rambam says that the mei Hanukkah, or you mei simcha, and you may halal v'hedor. Other Rishonim don't bring the moon of simcha. According to the Rambam, you should be having a suda on Hanukkah. Mm. Other Rishonim don't hold that way. So the solution is you sit around with the mishpacha, the Hanukkah girl, and the aslatkes, and you say advar toire. Say advar toire. It's for sure a sudas mitzvah.